Hi, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast of Startups Up and Away with your host, me, Diana Makay. Now, after a short break, we're back with a super treat for you. For starters, I founded a new incubator called Catapult Capital that supports startups at becoming investor attractive. And after a decade of really fine-tuning this vision and stepping into my own mastery within the startup space, it's been a long time coming. Currently building up my database of even more VCs, accredited investors, high net worth individuals, and multiple backers. And it's really important for startup founders to understand that it takes more than an idea to pitch investors. There really needs to be a proof of concept for your product, a demand in the market, due diligence, strong team, and a solid trajectory 3 to 5 year plan. Again, for starters. And I partnered in with Validate Venture Partners to release an exclusive 5-series show on my podcast where we really dive into the whole entire ecosystem and dynamics between investors and startups. So VAP, which is also Validate Ventures Partners Accelerator Program, is meant to add value to all of the parties in the startup space, assisting them through mentorship, helping investors with more deal flow, and really supporting them with their current portfolio companies to increase performance and market share. And on this first part series, we have joining us today my friend AJ Siegel, who is a seasoned entrepreneur from Israel. He was born into a merchant family, and AJ became super well-versed in the worlds of sales, marketing, bartering, and overall negotiation. Now, among other things, AJ served as a mentor and startup advisor at BIU. I'm just going to say that, and then you're going to have to correct that for me, AJ. Innovation Center, from its very beginning. And additionally, he served as an interim director of growth at Tel Aviv's University Innovation and Entrepreneur Center. And he has been part of TMTI, which helps in creating the largest innovation conference in Israel. He was part of TAU Innovation 2017 that had over 7,000 attendees from all over the world, and speakers from Yelp, who actually was one of my former clients in the UK, YouTube, and other Fortune 500 companies. And AJ right now serves as, like I mentioned, a partner of Validate Venture Partners in Israel, and he's heading business development and taking startups under his wing. So AJ, I know on today's episode, on this exclusive 5-part series, we're actually going to be discussing a major hot topic right now of how much the coronavirus is currently impacting the startup space. So AJ, thank you for joining us today. How's it going?
Hey, Diana. Thanks for having me here. Hello, everyone. Hello, all the listeners, all the watchers, and everyone has just like tuned in. The coronavirus.
Oh my gosh.
that's the funny part about Corona, you know, because we're going to talk about naturally the downside of Corona and the upsides of Corona. Many people say, what is the upside here?
Well,
Corona means in Latin, Italian, and Spanish, it means crown. We actually released a blog post about it, and we called it Corona, a phony crown of roses. And so, yeah, it's not a crown of thorns, but it's like a corona.
That's a good one.
And I'll explain why. So generally speaking, yes. So we're talking about major virus that's been around for the past month or so, for at least to our knowledge. We don't really know how much it has contained, how much it has incubated within people up until this point. Some people already remember the SARS virus from 2003. Which has hurt, which has damaged commerce for a good couple of months around the globe. I don't recall the numbers, but I'm not really sure that it has created the same panic as Corona has created. I suppose it's because of the social media. Because
of
2003, there was hardly anything. Yeah, we had like Twitter. Yeah, we had TV and we had Twitter, and that's about it. And Twitter was mostly like politicians and maybe some I don't know, celebrities or whatnot. Sure. But generally speaking, we're talking about $1.7 trillion that left the New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, in net value.
It's been crazy, the market.
Yeah. And, you know, we're talking about that e-commerce has already been damaged, not sure if it's irreparably, but it has seriously hurt the capabilities of countries that live off, commerce.
Yeah, exactly. So especially countries like the U.S. Exactly. That are, sorry to interrupt, but like countries like the U.S. Mm-hmm. that really... they have a strong focus and relationship with like exports and import, and it's really halted production.
Yeah, it has completely, especially in places like California, which is, you know, the Silicon Valley and everything, and people are not even meeting up with people. Mm-hmm. That's actually the funny part here, and I'm probably going to get some fire here, so please, I'm wearing my Kevlar, so no problem for me. But it could be that President Trump, here's the dark marketing that we all wished for, that President Trump here has actually done something smart when he hedged the risk from China, when he decided to impose those, that kind of embargo. To some degree, it has contained the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. To some degree. Yes, some people may not like what I'm saying, but there's serendipity here because there's ample opportunity. One, it means that, commerce and generally speaking, looking for the cheaper prices to produce whatever you want to produce is going to be transferred from China to other places, such as Eastern Europe or Africa.
Exactly.
That's on the one hand. On the other hand, this has actually helped VR and AR startups completely. Mm-hmm. And I'll explain why.
Interesting.
People are not meeting with any people anymore.
Yeah.
Many events have already been canceled, but that doesn't mean we can't move those events online.
Yes, exactly.
It means that people that couldn't attend for some reason could now attend the event, meet up with the same people, network with the same people. And now they're actually even forced to network with those people because you can't meet up with anyone else in the same venue. And it doesn't matter if it's in New York, in San Francisco, if it's in London, Singapore, Tokyo, or even Shanghai. People are not meeting with anyone anymore. And if they are, they're wearing like hazmats or whatnot. So the coronavirus is actually, as I said, a thorny crown of roses. So there is a rose here, which is beautiful. The fact that everything has moved online, it means social media is great. It means that, introverts can actually enjoy this because they don't have to meet up with anyone. They don't have to sweat. They don't have to dress up nice.
It's a good way to look at it, yeah.
They can just tune into this podcast and listen
to
what,
you go.
And that's about it. And it's not such a bad idea. The transfer of power from one country to another, or from one region to another, is how the world works.
Exactly, it's interesting, because nowadays I know a lot of countries were really, really feared China. And to see it, I don't want to say necessarily collapse, but it has had a major hit in this quarter, right? But we see other markets and industry coming to a rise because of this downfall. So I am always open to hearing a lot of ideas and theories, and conspiracy theories happen to be one of them, right? You know, I was going to take it this way, right? So I'm like, I wonder if whoever is behind this, right, strategically thought, it's really time to transfer power onward to a different continent, a different market, whatever that is. But it's great that we can see things from like an overstanding perspective, right? And say, even though this isn't working, they found other solutions and avenue to keep the market moving forward. Because even though, listen, the stock market has been insane, right?
Yeah.
But even though the stock market has been insane, crypto has actually risen like holy shit balls, like 300% in some case this quarter, which no one expected at the last at the end of last year, right? So just even looking at that, and now people are really looking at other opportunities because of this minor crash. And so do you think that there are really bigger forces out there just for an economic boost?
Well, I'm not sure about that. There's like a laser pointer, you know, pointing at me. I think it's a sniper over there, if I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm just wearing a camera, but not the helmet. Generally speaking, you know, we love the conspiracy theories.
Of course we do.
If it happens once, it's a coincidence. The second time around, meh. But the first time, it's a pattern.
Exactly.
So there might be a pattern here. Mm-hmm. Who is behind this? I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. Now, it really depends on how much we believe in the Illuminati.
And, exactly.
You know, like Russell Gould and the Legion of Doom and things like that.
Wait, so
even though I don't think Lex Luthor was that smart about crypto, but
hey,
I'm
there's
guessing
something there
something
with the whole kryptonite
happening thing.
I don't know. There's
yeah, it is a crypto.
You know?
Nice. Yeah, no pun intended.
Now everyone knows that I'm totally into comic books. Wait, so do you think? Sorry, let me backtrack this question.
Please.
Who do you think is benefiting the most in this industry because of the coronavirus?
Wow, that's a smart question. First of all, China is benefiting immensely. No, explain why. Mm-hmm. Despite the hit that they received, they're actually hitting the numbers for quarter two, 2020. They're going to hit those numbers. Those projections are correct. It means that the market is going back up. It means there are going to be more investments in China because of this, because everyone is now investing money in medical care within China. Why?
Yes.
They need to risk.
Smart.
They need to like hedge their investments within China, because they already invested billions of dollars in China. They wouldn't want everything to collapse in their faces. So they would need to actually ensure that the Chinese economy goes back up. Now the players which are benefiting, despite what people may think, it's not the States, it's actually Europe, and I'll explain why. Eastern Europe has gone into crypto a good while back. Many companies are like registered in places like Cyprus in Southern Europe, or in Estonia in the Baltics, next 100%. To Russia.
Yeah,
so next to Russia. Many people don't think about that, but it's next to Russia.
This is not a coincidence.
I'm not sure if
this as someone who lives in Eastern Europe currently.
It could definitely be someone living in Eastern Europe who will be benefiting from this. Germany has now accepted Bitcoin as a financial instrument.
Amazing.
It has regulated Bitcoin, which means that it's the first Western country to do just that. Singapore has already spoken about it. Japan has spoken about it. But Germany has done it. The reason why is some people would think it's intricate, and many people would think it actually makes sense. Ever since Europe has moved to the Eurozone, they got stuck with a currency which cannot be devalued. You can't set your own rates. You can't do anything with it because it may jeopardize the rest of the economies that are interconnected to it.
Yeah.
Using crypto, means that you can definitely use money, you can set the rates, and you don't harm anyone. That's the beauty of it. So it's like, instead of fighting digital currency, you know, like non-regulated digital currencies such as Bitcoin, they decided, okay, let's move towards that direction. Show people that the Eurozone doesn't work. Maybe even the European Union doesn't work, because now Britain is leaving, the Eurozone and whatnot. The Eurozone and the European Union.
Yep.
And, you know, to show that maybe this wasn't the smartest idea.
Mm-hmm.
And using the coronavirus to say, you see, if we kept the borders closed, we wouldn't have corona all over Europe.
Oh, I see.
That actually works perfectly well into their hands. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to get like a SWAT team on the door and, you know, knocking on the door in like 5 minutes.
This
five-part
series just ended up to a one-part series.
I'll become a martyr. I'll have my corona soon enough, I suppose.
Exactly. Oh, it was by accident.
It always is.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I don't know.
One thing
led to another, and you know. But yes, generally speaking, someone else is benefiting from this. And mm-hmm. I'm not really sure that everything is not interconnected with one another.
I have to say, I'm going to interject on this, right? Yeah. I also think, because a lot of my friends have shared with me, both in the U.S., where I'm originally mm-hmm. from, and parts of both Western and Eastern Europe, where I've been living for the last almost 5 years now, and mm-hmm. they are telling me just like pure panic. It's like pandemonium out there, right? Like, oh, mm-hmm. we went to the store, we went to Lidl, or we went to wherever it is, and everything has been completely wiped out because everyone is buying things now in bulk. And so companies like that sell things on wholesale, has their trajectory has actually risen because people are buying things at the masses so that they can stock their homes with like toilet paper, with food, with frozen stuff, you know, with toiletries, with all of these things, so that they don't have to leave. And what I've noticed, so obviously these produce has effectively increased, and now I'm seeing a lot of people really trying at this point to get back into the whole social media, online marketing, e-commerce, like you said, really coming more to arise because of this. So while there are a lot of downfalls, I mean, people who are smart and equipped, like founders and startup CEOs that are listening to this podcast, they just look for creative outlets of how to effectively monetize regardless of the situation that we're in.
Exactly. I think it's time for them to go for like, you know, newer venture partnerships instead of like partnering with some regular corporate. They should either go for a corporate that is like in the e-commerce sphere, mm-hmm. or a corporate within like, I don't know, like VR and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not mistaken, who was it? I think I read about Cisco. Mm-hmm. Now they're like giving away ways for people to meet with people mm-hmm. online for free.
Exactly.
Let's be honest here. This isn't some kind of a pro bono work on their behalf. They know what they're doing. Smarter than people think. I'm contemplating whether or not this move was, you know, like in someone's drawer, like 2-3 years ago, and people said, "Oh, you're crazy."
Yeah.
And then it's like, "Oh, there's a virus. Okay, let's try it."
It's amazing to me that companies can profit from panic, and I think that is just the entrepreneurial spirit through and through. And I agree. We have to start looking at other ventures apart from corporate or apart from C2B, from really to in order to collaborate. Like, that's really how to move things a lot faster and further, right? And I think now, with this coronavirus happening, people are clocking on because they're like, I really need some additional outlets, because people can't just focus on one stream of a salary income at this point.
No, not anymore.
No.
Especially now where you know that there's a problem delivering the goods.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to use some other company for it.
Yeah.
You can't work with the post office because there's a panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure like FedEx and whatnot are already like super packed.
Mm-hmm.
And they got like backed up with things from like AliExpress and Alibaba Group, from eBay, from Amazon, from whomever. So they're already packed with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to work with a different kind of delivery people and delivery companies for your needs. So it means that like those niche startups, e-commerce and whatnot, need to rebuild themselves and like reinvent themselves on a daily basis.
Exactly.
Their business development should focus on the different on different hues of the same color.
Yeah.
Which they're looking to, you know, incorporate into their business.
Yeah, and especially with startup companies that are bootstrapping, right? Especially ones that need demo and prototypes. Obviously, if you are bootstrapping your company, it is important to potentially look at importing, import and export, because the cost of labor and overall expense is a lot lower than domestic. Right.
Well, it has been. Now with the problems in China,
it's going
to switch to other economies where it might be a little more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
There are alternatives, like in Eastern Europe, which naturally there's a disclaimer here because we are already in the business in Eastern Europe, and in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of like China or India, for example, it could be in places such as the Czech Republic, Poland, which already supplies a lot of material.
Mm-hmm.
Western Europe, it's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be in places like in Africa, like in Southern Africa and Zimbabwe, or in South Africa and Namibia and other countries. Or, you know, the Horn of Africa, such as Ethiopia, Somalia, Eritrea and other countries, which are super close to, you know, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Oman, and other countries in the area. So it's amazing that you've got like, people living on opposite sides of the train tracks here.
Yes.
So it's on the one hand, it's like cheap labor in places like Eastern Africa. And on, you know, like the Eastern side, it's like, you know, the richest economies in the world.
Okay, guys, so that wraps up the first episode of this 5-part series, but there is a second episode as a follow-up to this. So AJ is joining us again for the continuation of how COVID affects the economic market, part 2. And keep in mind that we recorded this all the way back in March 2020, before everything really turned out into this massive outbreak. Fast forward to today, October 2020, and the whole entire conversation and everything that we're discussing still heavily applies, and that can be very alarming and daunting for some people. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we hope to continue to cover more material for you as the market continues to progress.